forget is the hit song Superwoman by Alicia Keys. And though you may not realize it, artists such as Keys have a lot to do with the new brewing debate over bringing resort-style casinos to Massachusetts. Casinos would mean competition for the dozens of live performance venues in the state, and that has venue managers and others in the entertainment business worried. WBUR's Andrea Shea has our story.
Alicia Keys is playing at Foxwoods Resort Casino in Connecticut this weekend. Troy Siebels would have loved to have snagged her for his stage. He runs the Hanover Theater in Worcester. That venue sits about 60 miles from Foxwoods.
Alicia Keys, Bonnie Raitt, B.B. King, those are all acts that could play this size facility. Those are headliner acts for us, and those are the things that are our bread and butter.
During sound check for this night's act, The Chieftains, Siebels describes the ongoing battle between his theater and the performance venues at the Foxwoods Casino. They compete for talent, but he says it's not much of a competition. The casinos can pay more, and then there's something in the casino artist contract called a radius clause.
The shows, once they get booked by a casino performing arts venue, can't play another venue within 100 or 150 miles within sometimes several years.
Foxwoods has also blocked Siebels from booking touring musicals like the Broadway hit Hairspray. Now, with the casino gambling bill on the table in Massachusetts, Siebels says more competition would be the death knell for the Hanover Theater in Worcester. Jeff Poulos agrees, saying many venues in Boston would also be vulnerable.
The Cutler Majestic Theater, we have the Opera House, we have the City Performing Arts Center, where the Schubert and the Wang are.
Poulos is executive director of Stage Source, the Greater Boston Theater Alliance, which represents 200 New England theaters and 2,000 theater professionals.
The fantasy would be to really have no gaming here in Massachusetts, but the reality is it's coming. And so if it's coming, to make sure that it's done responsibly and with the best interests of the residents of Massachusetts and the communities that we live in.
Poulos and Troy Siebels of the Hanover Theater say local performance venues revitalize communities and create jobs. That's why they're advocating for an amendment for casinos to be built without performance venues. They've brought that idea to members of a newly formed cultural caucus on Beacon Hill, including State Representative John Keenan. He supports the casino bill, but says it's important for elected officials to listen to these cultural concerns.
I think people are aware of the issues, and we just have to, if we can, try to address it as the bill comes forward.
Some are already skeptical that casinos should go without live entertainment venues. Representative Kathy Reinstein is also on the Cultural Caucus. She's a major proponent of casinos and the jobs they promise to create. Concerts and musicals, she says, should be part of the gaming package.
I feel that it would be another card in our deck of things that we can offer to tourists when they come. And tourism is a huge part of our economy in Massachusetts.
So are performance venues crucial to the casino experience? I called Bruce Flax, an entertainment executive at Foxwoods, to find out.
In my opinion, it's extremely crucial.
Flax also says it's pretty unlikely that a developer of any new resort-style casino would build one without performance venues.
To me, a casino can't exist for very long and be successful without having something to drive business to the casino aside from the gaming.
That doesn't dissuade Troy Siebels of the Hanover Theater in Worcester. Now he's reaching out to members of the state Senate, hoping they'll consider his idea for an amendment so he won't have to duke it out with casinos in his own state when he's trying to book acts like Jackson Brown or Engelbert Humperdinck. For WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.
Just too good to be true. I can't take my eyes off of you. You'd be like heaven to touch. I wanna hold you so much.
last love has arrived, and I thank God I'm alive. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you.